Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and we are very excited to have with us representation from No Greater Love 2018. We've got Tammy Love on the phone with us, part of the organizing committee, but also Fresh IE, who is going to be in concert on, is it Saturday? Saturday night we're going to be hearing you, Fresh?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, very
excited. Very excited.
Well, it's great to have you, Yorkton's favorite son. You've been here a couple times. We've enjoyed the fellowship and everything like that. Looking forward to seeing you again in concert coming up, No Greater Love. Tammy Love, you guys have done such a great job putting something like this together, seeing it go year after year. It's something people are really starting to put on their calendars for next year. If they can't go this year, they're starting to say, you know what, we're going to plan for next year because we know it's going to be that good.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're going into year three already.
Yeah.
This is it just feels like we started this thing not that long ago. But we're excited. August 11th and 12th, the third annual No Greater Love Festival is coming up. And we've got a little bit of a change this year. We've actually moved our venue just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in Cochrane, Alberta. So a little closer to some of the bigger cities and some amenities and stuff. But we're really excited to be partnering with the Canadian Southern Baptist Seminary and College in Cochrane. And it's going to be on their beautiful lands there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, I noticed, took a look at some of the pictures in there, and you know what? It's absolutely beautiful. So I think it's going to be a great time. It has been beautiful. This is going to be beautiful. What are some of the things that maybe changes for people, obviously, other than just, maybe 20 minutes closer if you're on this side of the country?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we're still going to have all the same great amenities that people have experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've got camping on site. We've got some amazing, delicious food trucks. Skateboard
yes.
park. We've got a kids' kingdom, merchants, vendors, and, of course, some extremely amazing artists, including one that we have on the line right here today.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yes, and the lineup is amazing this year, too. This is some amazing, amazing talent this year, so very excited to be a part of that.
Well, I'm so glad that you got a chance to talk with us today, because I know that when it comes to the music, this is what you're all about. And I know that it's been a few years since we've got a chance to see you in concert. How are things going for you, Fresh?
Things are going amazing. I'm out here in Winnipeg doing a lot of artist mentorship and mentoring young people
mm-hmm.
in music and in life. And, you know, just still plugging away, working on some blues and some rock and hip-hop. And
nice.
I got my hands in a lot of different things, but, just still loving God. And it's just been incredible, man. I got some really cool things on the go for No Greater Love. I'm in the works of rehearsing with a kids choir.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just excited.
Well, how did this connection come between you and Fresh? I know that, is this somebody that you reached out to? How did this all happen?
Oh, this could be a long one, but have
this
you ever
is
heard
a
of a
one,
guy
yeah.
named Paul Brandt?
Ah, yes. Yeah.
So yeah. I met Fresh. I was working alongside Paul Brandt for 6.5 years, and Paul decided to do a song called Get a Bed. In fact, I think he even met you previous to that as well, right, Fresh?
Yeah.
You're probably better to tell the story. But
Okay, so let me just, I don't know how much time we have, but I'll try to
We got lots of time.
I'm a rapper, I can talk to that. Okay, well, anyways, I was at the GMAs probably 4 years or 5 years ago, and I was actually announcing my retirement from rapping and everything. I was going to focus more on mentorship and discipleship, and I was giving my speech and accepting an award, and then Paul Brandt was in the front row, and I was like, I stopped my speech, and I was like, hey, that's Paul Brandt right there. and as a joke, I said, man, we should do a song one day. Anyways, yeah, I'm retiring, but I would still do a song if you wanted to, Paul, as a joke. And then backstage, Paul was like, Fresh, we should actually do that, man. I'm like, man, I would love to, man. So anyways, Paul's the reason why I didn't retire. I ended up doing another album. And then we ended up doing some collaborating. He was on my album. I was on his single. And we did a music video in Nashville. And that's when I met Tammy with the photo shoot. And we went up to Nashville, did the video. And they had me running around in leather in a field for 4 hours. But, yeah, that's how me and Tammy met. And Tammy was taking care of Paul really good. And, yeah, just we just connected, and then she started the No Greater Love thing, and I was like, yo, this is great. And yeah, the rest is history.
You know,
he was one of my first calls when we did the festival year one, so he was with us in the first year, in the very beginning. Yeah,
that's awesome. You know, and the funny thing is, I'm asking, looking for an answer. Yeah, we called him up, and he was really excited, but this is way better than that. That is really cool. No, and I know that, tell us about your first year experience. What was it that made you want to come back for year three?
I just loved how Tammy was reaching out to all different cultures and you know, just the variety of different music that was represented at the festival, and the volunteers were, it was just an amazing, well-done event. And yeah, I was blown away, man. It was so beautiful too, like where it was. I'm sure it's gonna be even more beautiful this year at the in Cochrane, Alberta. And yeah, it was a great experience, man. Great experience. We connected with a lot of fans and some great artists, and yeah, it was awesome.
Well, and I hear, you know, when you look at the concert, so you've been there. I was there last year. I wasn't able to be there for the first year, but you could just tell there's something there. The attitude, I mean, it's so much more than just we're just Christians coming together. This was just an incredible experience of people worshiping God, loving God, loving each other, and just the attitude of the artists. They seemed to get it, and it was it was amazing to be a part of on our side of things.
Yeah, one of the things about that too, which is really cool, is our heart behind this is to just really pull people together for the kingdom, and just it's almost like a big family coming together, right? And worshiping, and through music, you can break down a lot of barriers, denominationally, racially. So it's just like just people coming together and worshiping where they're at. And it was such a powerful moment, and that's what we've heard from a lot of our artists, a lot of our fans. There's something in the atmosphere that when they come and experience this, it's like nothing they've ever experienced before.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to encourage more and more people to come out and be a part of this, because we need everybody together. And I think the more we do that, there's more power in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do.
And even just to encourage all my First Nations peoples out there listening out in Yorkton and Saskatchewan, it's definitely something you guys want to just drive out to. When I was there the first time, there was so much Indigenous people that were out there from the different communities out in Alberta, and it was really amazing to see that the bridge that was built to connect everybody and realize that we might be different cultures, but we serve the same God, and you know, there's a lot of healing and things going on in our country right now. Mm-hmm. So it's great that Tammy had the vision to make the connection with the different tribes and chiefs, and to platform also some Native ministries as well. And that was huge for our country.
Yeah, and even though we're just down the road, we're no longer on the Stoney First Nation, we're still involving our First Nation families from the Stoney Nakoda and having them out in different capacities. We know a lot of them even have bought tickets already, and I know that, Scott, you've talked about some of the people around you as well are coming, and so it's exciting to see that there's something about this that they want to be a part of it.
Well, and Tammy, you know what? I'm going to take this time to say that it starts at the top. It starts with the leadership of the organization, and I applaud you and the people that are with you in this, because that has to stay the core of it. And if you've got leadership that doesn't have that set up in that way, and you know that it can start to splinter off. And so I would just say thank you for doing what you're doing and making sure that that's a part of it, because you can see that is. By the entire experience, not just by, you know, by the fact that it is a Christian festival that you're doing, but that you're really making sure that this is something that I'm getting emotional here. You know, it really just is something that that really is touching people, and people need to be a part of it to experience it. So thank you.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Kari and I, Kari's my other business partner in this, the executive producer as well, and we're just so thrilled to see the people that have really come alongside us for this in a big way, and just wanting to lift up the name of Jesus in everything that we do. And it's a hard road. This is, you know, when people say you're starting a music festival, it's like, are you crazy? But we've seen what God's hand in every part of this, and we just feel so blessed and honored that that we're able to walk this out for Him, and we're excited to see what's going to happen this year again.
Well, you know, it's one thing to like the Christian music and to be a part of a concert, but to be able to sing along, this is one of the reasons why I love what we do as a Christian music station, is that that we give people the music that they can sing along to it all. So, I mean, that's one of the things that makes it pretty awesome when they're worshiping together as one big, massive group. It's a powerful thing, so pretty awesome. But why don't you tell us the list of bands that are going to be there for the No Greater Love 2018?
For sure. Well, we've got some of the biggest names in Christian music that are coming to Alberta. Yes. And to top it all off, we've got Big Daddy Weave. They're going to be our Saturday night headliner. Mm-hmm. We're super excited to have them on board.
Yep.
One of our staples is 10th Avenue North. They've been here every year, and they're coming back. They really love coming here. Zach Williams. We've got Citizen Way, Plum, Sidewalk Prophet, Seventh Time Down, Union of Sinners and Saints, which is Petra and Whiteheart, Color, another Canadian. Jason Fowler, Cheryl Bear, who is actually a First Nations Indigenous lady from BC. We're excited to have her a part of the festival this year.
Yep.
And Faith Alive Band, who is from your neck of the woods. They're a Christian band that's a worship band that's coming out for the first time. They're amazing. So I think people are going to be excited to see them. And we've still got a couple more on the list that are coming up. But also, again, Fresh Light.
And you've had some great success with your music, and it's wonderful to hear some of the, you know, kind of be refreshed with your music again, fresh. Now, what are you what have you been doing this latest time frame? How is it any different than you mentioned blues, a little bit of rock? Tell us about that aspect.
Well, I mean, I've released a rock album actually with my rock. I got a band called The Already Dead. So this is something that I've done with some other believers, and just for the love of music. But then just blues has been really, I just love blues in general, blues music. And so I just really wanted to do a project and really stretch myself in terms of not just rapping, but learn how to, you know, get my vocals trained well to be able to sing. But and even just playing guitar and stuff. So I got a lot of different things I'm doing now. But in terms of like hip hop, you know, of course that's the foundation of what I do in terms of music. So there's always maybe something, you know, some kind of hint of hip hop in what I'm doing. So, but yeah, it's just I got like a bunch of projects on the go right now.
Nice.
And music's always been more of a tool. And when I do an album, I mean, I'm glad I get success and awards and all those things. That's great. But every album I've done has been actually a tool, like to reach out and to when I write music, I write it towards a community I'm in or a situation in our country that I feel needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. I'll make an album as a tool to reach the community that I go to, and so I mean it's always been a fishing rod for me to be able to help people to find the truth and to find love and healing and all those different things that we need. But alongside that comes just all the blessings of seeing the music being heard by a lot of people and to be able to be a part of things like the Greater Love Festival and to get your music out there more. So, I mean, it's just a blessing, man. I still feel like I'm 22, even though I'm just 28.
Yeah. And, me too.
I know. Like, you know, I'm still playing Madden and Xbox.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
I'm good. It's just a blessing to be able to do this for the Lord and to share your heart with people what God is doing.
Oh, for sure. Well, and I know that it's one of those things that people in Yorkton hear that you're going to be there. I know they're going to be super pumped to get out there for this. But also, too, I know just listening to so many of these songs, sometimes, you know, people tell me afterwards, I didn't realize that was who did that song, and I'm so glad I went. And for me, I've always, you know, listened to 10th Avenue North, and I've liked them. I keep forgetting how much I like them until you hear them in concert. And Sidewalk Prophet's one of my favorites by far. And I mean, you look at Plum. I bought the first two Plum albums ever, and they were two of my favorites. And so, I mean, you know, and then I'm a huge Petra fan. So, I mean, there's really something for everybody on this list when it comes to music.
Yeah.
And it seems like one of the things that I heard people mentioning at different conferences and things is that sometimes there's different ways that people segregate, and it becomes an issue, whether it be generationally, racially, or you know, when it comes to gender as well, you know, and when you can bring everybody together, bring people of different generations to come worship together, bring all races together and all people together, it really becomes a powerful thing. And I think you've done that in different ways in this festival with No Greater Love. And I think it can be powerful in the way that it moves forward that way.
Yeah, we've been, you know, when we originally started this, a lot of festivals are very youth-oriented and youth-based.
Mm-hmm.
So we automatically thought, okay, we're going to gear towards youth. But we quickly actually found that we become a family destination. We got testimonials even year one that talked about they wanted to make this like a legacy, that their kids and their grandkids, they would come to it year after year. So people are seeing it as this huge opportunity for kids of our people of all ages to really experience this. We've had babies in that field, and we've had people 80 years old in that field too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just bring your earplugs or different things,
yep.
But there is really something for everyone, which is, it's really unique and amazing.
Well, you know what? Our kids were 4 and the twins were 6 last year, and we weren't sure how they were going to handle it, but man, they loved it, and they're so excited about getting out to see all these different artists, and I think that's something you just can't pass up is when there's something this close. I mean, it's only about a 10-hour drive minus stops and stuff like that, but I know that it's worth the trip for such an incredible experience like this to get out. Now, if people are wanting to come, what does it cost to be a part of No Greater Love?
Yeah, so we have different passes. We have a weekend pass, which is $99, so you get 2 full days of wonderful music. We have a youth pass this year. That's something new that we've introduced. So if you're 11 to 17 years old, you get a discounted
nice.
Rate to come out.
Yeah.
And then kids 10 and under are free. So again, that really gears towards families, and we tried to make it an option. So it does get expensive when you've got a family of 5 or 6 or 7
yep.
or more. So, and there's also a family pass and group rates. If you buy 10 tickets, you get 5 free as well.
Mm.
So if you've got church, if you've got youth group, if you've got just some friends or family that want to gather together and tickets, it really is an inexpensive weekend to come out and see all of these bands. I mean, you could go for one concert one night and pay $60, $70 and see one artist.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting an opportunity to see 16 artists
Absolutely.
That don't usually come through this way very often.
Absolutely, and that's always been the biggest, toughest thing for us is that, you know, in the States, you know, you could go to 3-4 big shows within, you know, a half-hour drive, whereas here, you know what, we're so spread out that they don't necessarily do tours because it's not necessarily financially viable. So when you can do that and get all of them together, I don't like to miss it ever. So I've traveled 20 hours to go for a Christian music festival because I really want to be a part of it. So you know what, 10 is a short drive for me when it comes to that.
That's great. Well, that's great. We've had people even from like the Yukon and up way up there come down too.
Awesome.
And as far as Montreal, so I mean, people are making this a destination out in the West. And
yep.
of course, you can't pass up a beautiful trip to the Rocky Mountains as well. That's something that you can't always be able
yep.
to.
Absolutely. Well, I know that we've started to make this a plan into our summer, you know, visiting people out there. And I think, you know what, that's one of the things that maybe it is too much right now to plan for, but you know what? Maybe it isn't. Maybe you can take off and come be a part of this because it's not something you definitely, not something you want to miss out. But the website, nogreaterlove.ca, tons of information on there. We're going to continue talking with Tammy Love, also Fresh IE, who's going to be playing Saturday. We're going to bring more right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons. We are really just over a month away from No Greater Love 2018. And Tammy Love is with us right now from No Greater Love. And Fresh IE on the phone with us right now. It's got to get exciting. I know that this is something you guys are probably planning. You're probably planning next year's still now, aren't you? There's a tons of work that goes into it.
You know, when you see that counter on the website and it says 35 days and you start to go, okay, we don't have 2 months anymore. It's now go time.
That's awesome. And once again, we want to remind people, too, that it is going to be in Cochrane. Now, it's the Canadian Southern Baptist Seminary and College where it's located in Cochrane, right?
Correct, yeah. It's just on the hill overlooking Cochrane, basically in the town of Cochrane, really, really close to a lot of amenities, and the views up there are actually really spectacular too. You can see quite a vast range of Rocky Mountains where we are. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Again, nogreaterlove.ca to find out more. You can see all of the prices for the tickets, which so reasonable when you think of how many concerts you get to see. It's absolutely something worth checking out. Anything else you want to let people know about when it comes to 2018?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of say one of the things that really stuck out to me over the years is artists have come on. And, you know, a lot of artists do a lot of these shows, especially in the U.S., every weekend down there. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think it was Building 429 was talking about last year is they talked about it being a congregation out there. Mm. And it was already like, you know, sometimes they got to go to these shows and they've got to really pump it up and get the crowd into it. But when they walk on the stage here, the crowd's already there. Like, there's an atmosphere that's already created that they're walking into.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the cool things that we've done is we have a pastor that actually prays for all the artists before they even go on the stage.
Oh, nice.
And it's almost like what we said is, we don't want you to do a performance up there. We just want you to bring the presence. Like, bring the presence. And it's really made a huge impact, I feel like, on all. It's not just the performance, right? Anybody can perform.
Yep.
But what we're doing, and I think it was Jason with Building said, you know, the character of all these artists that are coming up is huge. Mm-hmm. Their character, their depth of faith, like who they are. And, you know, Fresh, over the years that I've got to know him, there is such a love and a passion for Jesus that just resonates in everything that comes out of their mouth, everything that they sing. And that's what really excites me, because then the people can see a different aspect of it versus just listening to something or reading something. So I'm excited to see some of the newer artists this year experience that as well.
Well, and I know that when it came to being a part of it, you know, they always had something to say that was just so impactful. You know, it didn't matter what aspect they were coming from or what angle. It was just, it wasn't something they were trying to push. It was just them sharing Jesus with everybody else. And that was, it was a great thing to be a part of. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. You're looking forward to bringing the kids out there. Excited about all of the artists that are going to be there, and I know a lot of people are as well. So thank you again to both of you for being here to talk about it. It's going to be a great year for year number 3. It's No Greater Love 2018. Thanks again, Tammy. Thanks for Fresh for being here today.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you so much, Scott. Good to hear from you.
Once again, No Greater Love 2018, August 11th and 12th in Cochrane, Alberta. If you want to find out more details, go check out nogreaterlove.ca. That is it for us for today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.